the gospel says that. I love that last sentence. And he did many other signs. Signs not written in this book, so that you may come to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, risen from the dead. And where did those signs were? We have five of them here in the scriptures, but many others were 40 days. I mean, I probably appeared to the apostles on their way to the temple or in the marketplace. He might have appeared to them, but in their homes. Many other signs. He still does that. He gives us signs. And think of the three P's. Three P's. So you have the private, you might say, private revelation. Like Sister Faustina, canonized by St. Pope John Paul II. And so she saw Jesus, appearing to her, these two rays, red, white, red to cleanse, to strengthen the soul, white to cleanse us with his sacrament, with his mercy. She saw it, prior to revelation, and approved by the church, approved by Pope St. John Paul II. Or like Fatima and Lourdes, these are private revelations, and we can believe them or have to because they're private, not public, but they're one of all accord with the scriptures. All private revelations have to accord with the scriptures and the teaching of the church. And this is a great one, of course. Jesus, I trust in you. Remember what he said to Jairus, the temple, the head of the synagogue? His daughter had died, was sick. And he's got Jesus coming up to his house, and somebody says, stop, she's dead. Jesus says, fear is useless. You must have trust. Maybe that's a word for you or me. Or as Pope St. John Paul II always said, do not be afraid of anything. Fear not. He said that. He said that to his two secretaries. Because I visited with him one time. And they said, I said, what does he say to you? He's a brand new senior after he's being told. He's a brand new pope. What does he say? And they both said the same thing. They both said, he always tells us, do not be afraid of anything. Trust in Jesus. The words of Jesus. Trust. Right. So that's what he told Sister Faustina. So we have to do that all the time, obviously. Trust has private revelation. And then there are second P, personal revelation. Personal. Not public or might say private revelation. And that happens to everybody. Jesus is, he did many other signs. Signs not written in this book. I remember one time I confirmed a man in Glenwood when I was pastor. Glenwood confirmed him at the Easter Vigil. And he said, did you feel the wind? I said, what wind? Well, when you were confirming me, there was this breeze, this wind. I said, the windows are closed. Well, there was a wind. A friend of mine told me he was doing adoration over St. Augustine. Middle of the night, Moses up there. He said a ray of light came from that post right to my chest and just stayed there. And then it left. Ever since then, you have never been able to say a bad thing about anybody. Again, my heart is changed. Personal revelation. And then we have a word. public revelation, that is, for all of us, written in the scripture, teaching of the church. And we see that today, of course, in the scriptures, the great mercy of Jesus. Jesus appears to the apostles, breathes on them. What does that mean? My soul is coming out of me to you. Breathes on them. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you retain are retained. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Baptism, reconciliation. Where does that come from? Where do those sacraments come from? They come from Jesus. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Whose sins you retain are retained. And so, they really learned to trust in Jesus, especially the doubting Thomas. Ooh, he was in trouble. Yeah, he wouldn't believe him. Hey, Thomas, we saw him. We swear we saw him. Yeah. So, then Jesus embarrasses him. Shows up in today's gospel a week later. You don't think I rose from the dead, Thomas? Come on. You said, unless I put my finger in the hole to the handle, you get to do it. So, yeah. Right. And that shows us one thing. He pursues us individually. I may have a problem with doubt, faith, personal life.
The whole world
Who knows? You might say the chaplain, I might say the chaplain. Some family out in Syracuse, New York has had a horrible problem. Somebody has all solved. What happened? Somebody was saying the chaplain. Who was it? An apostle of mercy. Be an apostle. An apostle of mercy. Kind of slowing out here a little bit. Today, they say spring is just around the corner. But I got news for you. The springtime of mercy is right now. Not now. The springtime of mercy is right now. I'm going to say a few words in Spanish now. I know some of you know Spanish, so you can follow along and you can correct me. Un a little bit. I'm going to say the año 2000, San Juan Pablo II canonizó Hermana Faustina, the Oscar de Colombia, a quien Jesús apareció varias veces en el último siglo, proclamando la divina misericordia a las individuales y al mundo entero. El Papa también declaró el segundo domingo de Pascua como el domingo de divina misericordia. De hecho, el Papa San Juan Pablo murió en la víspera del domingo de la divina misericordia 2005. La visión de la hermana Santa Faustina tenía de Jesús es, si no, mil iconos. Los rayos del corazón de Jesús, uno rayo de rojo, otro blanco. El rojo significa la sangre de Cristo, que da vida a la alma. El blanco como agua, que purifica el alma. El bautismo purifica también todo el mundo. Escrito en la base de estas palabras que confío en ti, Jesús, el regalo de confianza. San Francisco de Sales enseñó que obtendrá del Señor todo lo que usted confía en él. Confío en ti, Jesús. Yo sé que tu misericordia no es solo para eventos futuros en mi vida, mi familia, mi mundo, pero su misericordia está aquí, ahora, en lo más profundo de mi ser. Con su don de misericordia llega a paz, paz a Jesús. Dice el libro que el diablo hace todo lo posible para desterrar la paz del corazón, porque él sabe que Dios permanece en paz y que está en paz que logrará grandes cosas. Que el diablo odia la confianza en la misericordia de Dios. Los apóstoles llegaron confiando en la misericordia en el Evangelio de Juan, se han encerrado en el postro alto del enemigo a los judíos que han crucificado a Jesús. Jesús les aparece, él los persigue, y sus primeras palabras para ellos es: paz sea contigo. El hombre dice dos veces: paz sea contigo. Y al que sean los apóstoles de ese mensaje de misericordia en la paz de los enemigos, inspiró sobre ellos y dijo: ¿quién te envía a perdonarte? A ti perdona. Y quien te manda retener, se conserva. Él decía que su misericordia toque y perdone a todos los que son bautizados y también recibieron el sacramento de la reconciliación, confesión. Él está extendiendo su misericordia a ustedes, a mí, a través de los sacramentos de la iglesia. Jesús nos muestra en el Evangelio que perseguirá a cada uno de nosotros individualmente contra misericórdia.
Ele apareceu ao suposto por uma semana mais tarde, porque ele quer comunicar-se com o dudoso Tomás. Sim, em nossos tempos de dúvida, de luta, de misericórdia, Deus aparecerá individualmente. Pois já através de um livro, um período, ou um livro, ou um sermão, uma Bíblia, um evento no dia, que pode ser através.
Pero sabemos que Ele está presente e nos invita a acercarmos e tocar a divina misericórdia em que expulsamos nossa confiança. Bienaventurados los que nos han visto, pero han creído. La oración Jesús, en ti contigo, es muy poderoso. El Papa bien dijo a los enfermos que esa oración para cualquier persona en cualquier lucha, enseño eso, no hay más fe que poderosa. Ninguna esperanza más viva y ningún amor más ardiente que la esperanza, fe y el amor de una persona que en medio de sus sufrimientos se coloca seguro en los manos de Dios. La misericordia de Jesús no debe detenerse con nosotros como individuos, está destinado para todo el mundo. Jesús murió y regresó para perdonar los pecados de todos y para al regalo de su vida eterna toda la raza humana y todas las culturas. A medida que crezcamos en esta confianza en Jesús, mientras experimentamos su llamado a ser apóstoles de la misericordia, apóstoles de paz. Su misericordia y yo también es para ti. Cuando más experimente su misericordia, más natural será para compartir esa misericordia para ser cada vez más misericordia con las demás. Como apóstol de misericordia, rezaré para su misericordia para tocar a aquellos que no puedo tocar personalmente, para tocar el mundo interno. Y este apostolado poderoso de misericordia es realmente compartido en todo el mundo cuando rezo la coronilla de misericordia. Una recitación de esta coronilla puede traer una resolución misericordiosa con conflictos en los hogares y en países muy lejos. Santa Teresa de Lisieux es un patrona de los misioneros y sin embargo nunca abandonó su convento en Francia. Sus oraciones tomen podemos en el campo de la misión. Así que nuestras oraciones traen inmensa misericordia a personas y culturales que han revelado Dios de nuestra vida. Como Papa Juan Pablo y el Papa Benito enseñó, la misericordia de Jesús pone un límite al mal. El mal puede avanzar todo hasta que la misericordia de Jesús lo limite. Como apóstoles de la misericordia, con nuestras acciones misericordiosas y con oraciones de la divina misericordia, tener misericordia de nosotros en todo el mundo y nos asociamos con Jesús para crear una barricada. The Pope said, when we pray the divine mercy, Jesus puts a limit on evil. Evil can only go so far until Jesus stops it. Puts a limit on it. And when we pray that divine mercy chaplet, we form a barricade. Barricada. Como el mal y el producir a la mar humana, la primera de la misericordia. We introduce to the whole world the springtime